I now take pleasure in presenting to you this lambskin or white leather apron. It is an emblem of innocence and the badge of a mason. More ancient than the golden fleece or the Roman eagle. More honourable than the star and garter, or any distinction that can be conferred upon you at this or any future period by king, prince, potentate, or any other person. It may be that in the coming years upon your head shall rest the laurel wreath of victory. Upon your breast may hang jewels fit to grace the diadem of an eastern potentate. Nay, more than these, with light added to the coming light, your ambitious feet may tread round after round the ladder that leads to fame in our mystic circle, and even the purple of our fraternity may rest upon your honoured shoulders. But never again from mortal hands, never again until your enfranchised spirit shall have passed upward and inward through the pearly gates, shall any honour so distinguished, so emblematical of purity and all perfections, be bestowed upon you as this which I now confer. It is yours. Your name is written upon it. Yours to wear through an honourable life, and at your death to be placed upon the coffin which shall contain your earthly remains, and with them laid beneath the silent clods of the valley. Let its pure and spotless surface be to you an ever-present reminder of an emblematical or unblemished purity of life and rectitude of conduct, a never-ending argument for nobler deeds, for higher thoughts, for purer actions, and for greater achievements. And when, at last, your weary feet shall have come to the end of their toilsome journey, and from your nerveless grasp shall drop for ever the working tools of life, may the record of your life and actions be as pure and spotless as this fair emblem which I now place in your hands. And when your trembling soul shall stand naked and alone before the great white throne, there to receive judgment for the deeds done while in the body, may it be your portion to hear from him who sitteth as the Judge Supreme the welcome words, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant. Enter thou into the joy of thy Lord." It is hoped, my brother, that you will wear your apron with pleasure to yourself and honour to the fraternity.